There could be more fallout from the coronavirus concerning the medication we take. Majority of ingredients that are in the drugs are manufactured in China and India, and with delayed shipments from China, drug shortages could be the result. The FDA won't say which one, but at least one drug is being impacted because one of its active ingredients is unavailable. We're going to take a closer look. We're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with David Lazarus, Los Angeles Times business columnist. David, it's always great to talk to you. You've looked into this, and what did you find?
What I found is exactly what we don't want to know, but is very important information. The vast majority of active ingredients in our prescription meds and our over-the-counter meds come from overseas, primarily, as you noted, China and India. And the more I looked into it, the more I realized what a disadvantage consumers are at, because according to U.S. law, when a drug company has to post the country of origin of its medicine, it's allowed to claim that country as wherever the ingredients were, quote-unquote, significantly transformed into the final pill, which means they can pull ingredients from everywhere, mostly China, and then if they turn those ingredients into a pill here in the U.S., they can say, made in the USA. And when I looked into it, I used acetaminophen, the Tylenol generic, as my touchstone here. I looked at one company that indeed says its acetaminophen is made in the U.S. In reality, more than 80% of all of the raw material for acetaminophen comes from China and India, with China accounting for about two-thirds of that. Look at antibiotics, for example. The raw materials that go into penicillin and other antibiotics, 90% of them come from China, and yet under U.S. law, none of that has to be disclosed to consumers. The drug maker can say made in the USA. And what I'm calling for today is more transparency in these country of origin laws. Let us know where the active ingredients come from. It seems only fair.
David, in looking into all of this for this piece, did you get a sense of the level of urgency at the FDA or other federal agencies in addressing this?
It's interesting because as I reported this throughout the week, I kept hearing from drug experts, shortages are coming, there's going to be disruptions to the supply chain, and then finally today, as you noted, the FDA saying that at least one active ingredient is causing shortages in at least one drug. They're not telling us which one yet. Every expert I'm talking to is telling me this is just the tip of the iceberg, that it's going to get worse, and that we should expect, especially among generic medicines, there to be shortages. Now, when it comes to the name brand stuff, the big drug companies tend to have good inventories, and they also tend to do more of their sourcing domestically. But let's face it, the vast majority of the drugs we take are generics, and the vast majority of their ingredients are not coming from the U.S. of A.
Thank you so much. David Lazarus, Los Angeles Times business columnist.